Ever wondered how the actual, physical wiring in your brain shapes who you are, especially how you understand yourself and other people? We're doing a deep dive today into something really fascinating in neuroscience.
We are. We're looking at a condition called agenesis of the corpus callosum, ACC for short.
Right. ACC. And that's where the main connection between the brain's two halves, the corpus callosum, it just doesn't form.
Exactly. It's congenital. And our mission really is to unpack a recent study. It used a pretty sophisticated psychological tool.
The MMPI-2RF.
That's the one. To kind of map out the psychological landscape personality-wise for people with ACC, we're digging for those insights into how brain structure really hits self-perception and social understanding, too.
Okay, let's unpack that. The corpus callosum.
Yeah.
It's like this massive information superhighway, right?
Yeah.
Connecting the two brain hemispheres.
Huge. We're talking about 190 million nerve fibers. It's absolutely vital for complex thinking, integrating stuff from both sides, especially social cognition.
How we figure out social situations.
Pretty much. But in ACC, that highway just isn't built. It affects maybe 1 in 4,000 births, roughly.
So what's the impact? Is it what people might first assume, like a major hit to overall intelligence?
Well, that's what's interesting. The older view was maybe yes. But more recent studies show, actually, general intelligence can be surprisingly okay in many cases. You often see individuals with ACC who have full-scale IQs above 80, well within the normal range.
Okay, so not necessarily a global cognitive issue then.
Yeah.
But there are specific challenges.
Oh, definitely. There's a distinct pattern, sort of a three-part neuropsychological signature. First, reduced information transfer between the hemispheres. That makes sense, right?
The connection's missing.
Second, slower cognitive processing speed. Things just take a bit longer. And third, difficulties with really complex reasoning and tackling new kinds of problems.
Okay, so that's the cognitive side. But the researchers wanted to know more about the psychological side, like personality, emotional experience.
Exactly. Beyond just the cognitive tests, how do these individuals function psychologically, socially? That's where the MMPI-2RF comes in.
Right. The Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory 2 Restructured Form. Quite a mouthful.
Huh. Yeah. But it's a standard tool, really well validated for looking at personality and potential psychopathology. They used it specifically with adults who had complete ACC, but crucially also had IQs in the normal range.
To isolate the ACC effects a bit more, and what did it show? What popped out?
Okay, this is really key. A major finding was a significantly high score on a scale called Uncommon Virtues. It's labeled LR.
Uncommon Virtues. Does that mean they're lying to look good?
No, that's the interesting interpretation here. It's not seen as intentional faking good. It's thought to reflect a genuine lack of insight into their own behavior, almost like an interpersonal naivete. And this fits with other things we know, psychosocial difficulties that have been described before in ACC.
A lack of self-awareness. That sounds familiar from other research too, doesn't it?
It does. It's a consistent theme. For example, you see studies where individuals with ACC rate their own daily function, like managing tasks, social skills, much higher than people who know them well, like parents or partners.
Wow. Like that study where parents thought their adult kids met autism criteria way more often than the adults themselves did?
Exactly that one. It was something like 38% of parents saw them above the ASD cutoff, but only 18% of the adults with ACC rated themselves that way. Big gap. And interestingly, this LR score, the uncommon virtues one, was negatively correlated with verbal IQ.
Meaning higher verbal intelligence was linked to less of this naivete.
Sort of, yeah. Or perhaps lower verbal IQ was linked to more of it. It suggests a connection between verbal abilities and this kind of social self-understanding.
Okay, so lack of insight is a big piece. What else did the MMPI profile show?
Well, they also found higher scores on scales related to cognitive complaints. Things like problems with memory, attention, concentration issues, and also on scales related to general neurological complaints, physical symptoms, maybe headaches, dizziness, that sort of thing.
So they are reporting some difficulties, just maybe phrased differently.
That's the interpretation. It points towards something called somatization.
Where emotional distress kind of gets expressed physically.
Exactly. If you have trouble identifying or, you know, putting words to your emotional states, which aligns with findings of alexithymia, another common feature in ACC, you might instead experience and report those feelings as bodily symptoms or cognitive fuzziness.
Alexithymia. Difficulty with emotions. So putting it together, lack of self-insight, but reporting physical or cognitive issues instead of maybe emotional ones.
Precisely, which leads to another really interesting finding, or maybe a lack of finding.
Okay, what didn't they find?
They didn't find elevated scores on the scales you might expect if someone was reporting, say, significant anxiety, depression, or overt problems getting along with others.
So they weren't reporting feeling distressed or having social problems, even though observers might see those issues.
Exactly. And given the evidence for diminished self-awareness, like that LR score, this absence of reported distress becomes really significant. It actually reinforces the idea that they might not be fully aware of the psychosocial challenges that others perceive.
Wow. Okay. So wrapping this deep dive up.
Yeah.
What's the big picture here?
Well, this study gives us a kind of prototypic MMPI 2RF profile for adults with ACC and normal IQ. It really highlights these core challenges in self-awareness and social awareness.
And this unique way they seem to experience and report what's going on inside more as cognitive or physical issues than maybe emotional ones.
Yeah, it strongly suggests how much our brain's basic structure, specifically that connection between the hemispheres, underpins really complex things like social understanding and how we even see ourselves.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? It leaves you wondering, how much of our own sense of reality, especially our understanding of ourselves, is shaped by the actual physical architecture of our brains?
It absolutely does. It's a fundamental question about consciousness and self, rooted right there in our neurobiology. Makes you wonder.